We're having a special class on relationships and marriage, and I want us to discuss today a few simple points that men don't know and have to know. The first point is gifts. Buy gifts often. Don't just buy expensive gifts. Your wife wants to keep seeing that you think of her. A gift can be, I saw this little chocolate I thought you'd enjoy, I bought it for you. Doesn't have to be the car you bought her. Women like little things. A keychain, a nice comb, little thing. Sometimes you buy expensive things, but point number one. Point number two, Yom Tov is coming. Get gifts for your wife for Yom Tov. It's part of the mitzvah. It's what makes her happy for Yom Tov. So Chazal said, buy your clothing. It doesn't have to be only clothing. It could be jewelry. It could be perfume. But it should be things. It's important for her. It's important for her. A woman never knows if she's loved. But I told her I love her. Yeah, and she still doesn't know. Gifts for Yom Tov. Third point. The note is more important than the gift. The gift wrap and the note are important to women. So you have to invest time in it. We'll have a long class about this, but for now we'll just touch on it in short. The note is important. It's more important than the gift. The note is more important than the gift. It's not the way men work, it's the way women work. You're married to a woman. The note is important. I can't say it enough. You have to prepare nice notes on nice paper with a nice pen and a rhyme or using an acronym of her name. Invest some effort. Show her you care. She needs it. It's not, oh, she's childish. No, she's a woman. She needs it. And finally, women are not men. We approach things in a very male, linear fashion. Women are not linear. Just like when they talk, they're all over the place, right? There's no one topic they're talking about. They're always talking about a lot of things, and you're not even sure what they're talking about. By the same token, their thought process is not linear. It's not the way men work. We are straight. You upset me, then you will apologize to me. If you didn't apologize to me, then there won't be peace with me. We are very simple and straight. That's men. Women are not that way. Now what that means is that you can take advantage of that. When a woman says, I don't want to talk to you. So if a man says, I don't want to talk to you, he means I don't want to talk to you. When a woman says, I don't want to talk to you, she means talk to me a little differently. Switch the topic. Talk differently. And so by leaving a little gift, by leaving a little note, by switching the topic, by telling her, that's a beautiful hairdo. Did you put on new lipstick today? That really looks nice on you. Sounds silly. No, it's not. It's the way women work. So then you'll ask yourself, why is she willing to talk to me after I told her that lipstick looks very nice on her? Because to her, you just said you love her. Because to a woman, everything is personal. To a man, excuse me, a man will say, don't switch the topic. Don't tell me this tie is nice. Don't tell me you like my haircut. Right now I'm upset at you. I'm not going to ignore the topic at hand, right? That's men. Simple, straight, linear. Women are not like that. It goes all around. So if it goes all around, we have to know how to take advantage of that. And we have to know the tremendous potential compliments have and gifts have. We walk into Yom Tov, we have to know how to compliment the food, compliment the clothing, compliment everything you could find to compliment, because this is part of how we build a relationship. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.